Good morning, and thank you for joining me today for our Lighthouse Manna podcast. But it's also Memorial Day. And of course, Memorial Day is a recognition that we provide for those who sacrifice their lives for our freedom. And there have been many, many sacrifices for freedom. But, you know, as you look at the number of people that their lives were given, even in the Second World War, the estimate is over 85 million people. Now, that wasn't just the United States. It was less than half a million. In fact, I think it was just a little bit more than 400,000, but still grievous, painful for the families to endure, and of course, for all the other families that were involved. And so death is difficult. And so is it worth the cost? And so that's what we hope is that the lives that have been sacrificed is worth the cost. And what's the cost? Well, the cost is freedom, something that we enjoy very much and have the opportunity even today to have this message aired without fear. Because of those who sacrifice their lives. And so for those of you that are family members, and thank you for the sacrifices. For those of you that have that you understand the sorrow and the pain because you've lost a loved one, thank you for your tremendous sacrifice, because that sacrifice does provide for the availability for people to know freedom. And of course, the greatest sacrifice that was ever made was the sacrifice for all mankind. That it wasn't just a sacrifice to win a war, to stop the tyranny of wicked people, but to come to a place where all men would be able to have a place where they could find peace, true peace, the peace in the heart, to be forgiven. Because as God's word says in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance, come to salvation." See, God makes it available for us that whoever you are, no matter where you've been, what failures you've been a part of, what horrific atrocities that have taken place, is that the blood of Christ is sufficient to be able to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. We know that in 1 John 1:9, it says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." That's the sacrifice that God made for all men for all time, so that we could be free from the burden of guilt and shame. That's the freedom that he gives to us. It's not just freedom to be able to roam to and fro and to be able to enjoy some of the freedoms that we have here in the United States, but it's freedom. It's a greater freedom. It's a freedom of the heart and the mind. And that's what Christ did for us. But that type of freedom cost him the greatest cost of all. And that, of course, was his life. That God's word says in Romans 5:8, "But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we're yet sinners, in our worst moments, Christ died for us to save us from a wrath to come, to sanctify us, to set us apart by his blood." The innocent blood given for the guilty, that we might have eternal life. I love the passages that God's word gives to us about eternal life. In 2 Corinthians 5:6, it says, "So we are always of good courage, the believer in Christ, the one who has received his gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ." It says, "We know that while we're at home in the body, we're away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord." So to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. that's provided because of what God was willing to sacrifice. But he did it not out of duty, but out of love. That's the blessing that we have in knowing how much Christ loves us today, that he knows the pain, he knows the sorrow, he understands what even death brings, but he is the source of comfort. He is the source that provides strength. He is our hope when there is no hope, because he is the God who brought eternal peace to all mankind. And we just simply have to receive the gift of eternal life, which is through Jesus Christ. So might you receive that gift that God has provided today, as you consider the heart, the mourning, the recognition of those that have sacrificed, that says, thank you for what you have done for us. And might we have that even a greater thank you for God, for what he has done for us to give us eternal life. God bless you all, and thank you for joining me today. And of course, thank you for the sacrifice that we have today to enjoy the freedom on Memorial Day. God bless you all, and look forward to seeing you next week.